This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's worth a reminder that tax cuts and broader tax reform are two different things. The last real pass at tax reform in the U.S. was back in 1986 in the Reagan era. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on why reform is such a tough row to hoe.
Back in 1986, the top Billboard song was by Dionne Warwick.
That's what friends are for.
Tax reform in theory has friends, friends who hate each other. But in 1986, Democrats and Republicans were vaguely on the same page.
Democrats and Republicans agreed that we needed fewer loopholes and lower rates.
Joe Thorndike is director of the Tax History Project at Tax Analysts.
And that agenda had been developed in a bipartisan way for decades, literally.
Even then, tax reform in 86 was almost a fluke. Dan Shaviro would know. He worked on the reform as a legislative attorney.
It was kind of a long shot. I really think it almost fell apart numerous times.
The problem, then and now, is that true tax reform, as opposed to a simple tax cut, involves trade-offs. Give one person a tax cut here, take away someone else's loophole there.
Who are they going to make pay more? Guess what? Those people are going to complain.
Taxpayers, from importers to homeowners, may all disagree over their pet loopholes. And these days, Republicans themselves don't agree on what tax reform really means. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.